Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the PSU men's basketball team, Bryce Tesdall. Congratulations, Bryce.
Thank you.
12 assists, it's a record for you. 100-77 win over Concordia on Saturday. The way you guys lost on Friday night, how nice was a big win the next night?
It was nice to erase the feeling after Friday nights. I think it made us more hungry coming into Saturday, losing like we did on Friday. But we've been there before. We knew going 0-2 on the weekend would just make it worse. So we came back with the right attitude on Saturday and got the job done.
Triple digits is, seems any basketball player's goal, get to 100. You guys are very focused, though, on defense. When you can give up 77 and still win by 23 points, it says a lot for both ends of the floor, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you shoot 59-60%, I mean, 100 points comes pretty easy, especially in our offense. But our focus is just keeping teams in the 60s to low 70s. And if we can do that night in, night out, we have a pretty good shot at winning the basketball game, because we can usually shoot at a higher percentage. And if we can keep the teams on defense shooting a low percentage, it just means that we have a better chance of winning.
Just before the Christmas break, Dermaine came onto this roster at semester time. How did everybody's role kind of change?
You know, Dermaine adds another element to the game. I mean, he's so fast, he can create a lot of opportunities for people, and it just changes the flow of the offense where he can drive and get by people and create for others. And, I mean, it didn't change the offense a lot. It just added another component to it where we can not only run up and down the floor, you know, take time out of the clock and get a good shot, where Dermaine can go off one or two bounces, 5 seconds into the clock, and make a shot.
You guys realistically were 10 or 11 deep before him. Now you're 11 or 12 deep. Is it hard getting everybody into the game?
I mean, I think it is sometimes. It just depends on who's hot and who's not. I mean, Friday somebody might go off for 25. The next night they might go for 5. And I think that's the dynamic of the team that makes this team pretty good, where, you know, we can just rotate guys in and out. And, you know, if one guy's not producing, the next guy will step in and do his job and back that guy up during that night.
Of the 11 or 12, how many different styles would you say there are? I mean, do you have one set of guys to go up against a big team, one set of guys against a speedy team, one set of guys for this, one set of guys for that, or not?
Not really. I mean, you know, if we see a matchup problem where we're getting beat down low, coach might substitute a bigger guy in if we got four guards on the floor or something like that. But making little adjustments, I mean, we're so dynamic where Lance or Dave can play inside and out, and Mason can even step outside, and James is an all-around athlete. So, I mean, it just depends, and it's just with the flow of the game and, like I said, who's hot and who's not.
Minnesota State and Southwest this weekend, how do you match up against them?
We match up pretty well. I mean, we haven't been beat Mankato since 1969 here at BSU, and Southwest is one game ahead of us in the standings, so they're both really big games. And, you know, if we just execute offensively and defensively, we'll put ourselves in a position to win. But we've been focusing on, you know, playing better defense, and that will have to happen this weekend in order to win both games.
This weekend is Bemidji Bombers weekend. The youth basketball organization will be here. They'll be playing at halftime of both the women's and the men's games. And I remember back to when you were a little kid playing basketball and looking up to, you know, the varsity guys. And this is a big deal for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I remember when I was that age, I always wanted to, you know, be on the big stage at halftime. And you always think of putting yourself in that position, you know, 5 or 10 years down the road. And, you know, it's a big thing, and I'm glad we can give those kids the opportunity because they need it. And the experience is, you know, second to none when you're at that age.
It's kind of rewarding for you guys, though, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just, you know, remembering your old days of playing basketball in elementary and middle school and growing up, and, you know, just seeing them have as much fun, it really puts the game into perspective, and how lucky you are to really have the opportunity to play at this level.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.